You know, the Chinese restaurant really is a stalwart of Australian cuisine in communities and towns and cities across this country. You know the ones I mean. Round tables, white tablecloths, red folded napkins, vinyl chairs, those round brick archways and maybe some decorative dragons, and of course a fortune cookie with the bill. Jess Ribeiro grew up in restaurants like these, where her father socialised and called home. Jess often uses memories of these times to inform her songwriting. And she joins me in the studio. Hi, Jess.
Hi, Andy. How are you going?
I'm good. Take me back to those country restaurants or those Chinese restaurants that you called home when you were a kid. Your father is from Hong Kong. Did he teach you how to cook Cantonese food?
Oh, that's a good question. I think by default we just picked up on a few things that he would cook at home, and my brothers and I still call him up and, you know, get him to instruct us over the phone. He met my mum in Sydney, I think in the late 70s, and moved from Sydney to regional New South Wales, Armidale, where, yes, the only people he could really speak Cantonese with were people who worked in those country town Chinese restaurants.
What was the name of the restaurant in Armidale?
So my dad's favourite restaurant was the Mandarin. He was telling me about it the other day. I was, you know, in that restaurant from a baby.
The music video for your single Everything Is Now is shot in exactly like one of these restaurants of your youth and mine, and it's shot in one take. And there's some pretty interesting dancing going on. Was it choreographed or was it improvised? How did you come
that
to this idea?
Totally improvised. So we had Tony Yap, who is a contemporary dancer. He's a Malaysian Australian dancer. So he's an incredible human being. And he was like, "Come on, Jess, you can dance." And I was like, "Oh God, I don't know about this." But Tony did a splendid job.
I think it's a really excellent film clip. If you get the chance to look it up online, I strongly encourage you to. I want to ask you about something you said. You said that making a record is a lot like falling in love. And the first thing I thought when I read that was, obviously, your judgment is impaired. Is that what you mean?
That's great. Yes, your judgment is totally impaired. you're just kind of projecting some kind of illusion. I don't know. Someone wrote that for me, actually. A journalist wrote that about the last record. But she knows me quite well, and that I think there's some truth in it.
Well, it's certainly some truth with journalists putting words in people's mouths, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And your last album was made really in a period of grief over the end of a long-term relationship. So how did you marry dealing with the grief and also the falling in love at the same time?
Was that with the last record, Love Hate?
Hmm.
Yeah, I can't even remember that one. That's done and dusted. But how did I deal with it? I don't know. Yeah, you make things because you feel sad. Well, for me, I do. I think that when I feel melancholy, it's a really great time to create something, whether you're going to cook some food for yourself or, you know, you're going to write some really sad, bad poetry in your journal. You're going to make a song. And that's what I did. That's what I did. I made, you know, what do they say? Turn poo into pearls? No, what is it? I was going to say
shit. It is now.
Yeah.
Poo into pearls. That'll do.
That's not it. No.
I think we should hear Airborne. Tell me about this song.
Okay. So I wrote this song during lockdown in Melbourne, and it was an instrumental song for a very long time. I didn't feel like singing. I did feel like playing the guitar. And, yeah, it's pretty much, I don't know, it's a spoken word piece with guitar accompanying, and on the record it has some beautiful piano playing as well.
Very much excited to hear it in the Radio National Studios. Jess Ribeiro is in studio right now, and this is Airborne.
I've collaged the fridge with flowers and Bowie. I count the cracks on the walls, you know the paint is old and dirty. I wove a mat made of many coloured threads and I hung it up to cover up the hole. Oh, love. we hold each other up. Picture the angels spinning webs of light. You know, I remember back when I was ill and they came to me. Two of them, they were bigger than the house. This was back when we were friends. Secretly, I never left. I just closed the door for a while to take a deep breath on our love. And I stare into the face of a flower on this glorious day.
Beautiful work. That's Jess Ribeiro. She's playing in the Radio National Studios. That's Airborne. Beautiful work there, Jess. Thank you. I was curious to ask you about your other song, In Love With This Place. And I read that, well, part of the song really talks about what if politicians had to sit and contemplate in nature for a period of time, and how would that impact their kind of policy decisions that they make in Canberra? I think this is a really interesting idea. I think we should make politicians do a lot of things to contemplate the consequences of their decisions. Is that an original idea, or did you come from somewhere else? Or
yeah, it's an idea that I had when I was out in nature. And also, they need to be naked. They have to take their shoes and socks off at least. But I think that they should get nude and, or okay, take your shoes and your socks off, and you know, put your feet down on the grass and just absorb some of those dewdrops.
Just you and Barnaby.
Oh, my God, don't you dare bring him into this conversation. How could you?
I'll move on quickly. You also described your work as David Lynch meets Patsy Cline. I love this description.
Did I? I didn't. Someone else did.
Some journalist you met clearly made this up about you, but I think this is a really awesome way to describe kind of art, because you've got two very strong influences there. How would, if that wasn't you, then how would you describe your music?
I don't know. I'm just this human being here, just stumbling along. How would I describe it? Look, people like to be put into clear genres, you know? I mean,
the categorization of music sort of
yes,
thing. Well, that's what Spotify runs on, right? I mean, that's the business that you're in.
It is. And so I probably don't do a very good job of it. You know, if I had have just committed to being a folk/country artist, I could have been a country superstar, I reckon. But I'm just a curious person, and I love a very diverse range of music, and I'm interested in exploring, you know, different forms of music making.
What sort of music are you going to play in the notoriously cool German club Berghain, which you're going to be playing at it in a few weeks' time?
I have no idea, and I was freaking out about that last night, actually. I was like, oh my God, should I take this little weird keyboard thing that I have and try and do some kind of Alan Vega thing? But I don't think I will. I don't know. Look, to tell you the truth, I actually texted Gareth Lydiard yesterday and I said, can you just give me a few guitar tricks? I toured with him last year and we both played solo, and he had his acoustic guitar, but he made some pretty outstanding magic, you know. So maybe he can give me a couple of ideas. I'm just going to be myself and do my thing.
That's the formula for success, my mother taught me. And now I want to hear this song off your new album, Summer of Love. Tell me about this song.
Summer of Love. Well, the world needs a summer of love, don't they, Andy?
You know, it's not summer of 68?
No.
Eight? Nine?
I don't know. I wasn't there. Not like a romantic thing, you know, but it's just to do with, well, we need peace on the earth, don't we? And so that's kind of what my summer of love is all about, on a personal and a collective wave vibration. I don't know what I just said then. It sounded very cosmic.
I'm taking my shoes and socks off in
anticipation. Good, you better be. Yeah, you get out there on the grass.
My guest today has been Jess Ribeiro. Her new album, Summer of Love, is out today. She's heading off on a world tour and finishing up with dates around Australia through June and July. Great to see you, Jess.
My pleasure. Thanks, Andy.
And this is Summer of Love here, live in the Radio National Studios.
We need a summer of love. We need a summer of love. A love like no other. A love like no other. I lost my friend, I cut my hair and decided I'd start a brand new life when we parted. We need a summer of love. We need a summer of love. A love like no other. A love like no other. I know I've never been a part of any party, but if I had the chance I'd tell you I'm sorry. We need a summer of love. We need a summer of love. We need a summer of love like no other, a gateway to good vibes with each other. We need a summer of love. We need a summer of love. We need a summer of love.
Listening to a podcast of The Drawing Room with me, Andy Park. For more great conversations, search for The Drawing Room on the ABC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.